Me and my sister successfully didn't argue once.
I'm like, what's that?
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Didn't even see that there.
I'd taken off all my clothes, by the way, because I'm profusely sweating in this bathroom. I got naked. I thought I was going
to
die.
But the rules are that you can't wear clothes, so you have to go in naked. It was like a full snail.
Oh, my.
We're live in Katie's new apartment.
We sure are.
That's so beautiful, but also a disaster right now.
I freaking knew you were going to comment on it. You always comment on the state of my apartment.
You commented first, though, so I just took it as an opportunity to run with it.
Yeah, but you love to come in and be like, "Ooh, this place is a mess." In the old apartment, you'd be like, "Whoa." I'm like, I knew it. I knew. I told Jack, I'm like, I know Adam's going to comment on the mess.
Okay, but I always started with a compliment. Yeah, I came in and I was like, oh my God, this place is so beautiful. The natural light is so nice.
I know.
And then I was like, but it's really a mess in here.
It really is a mess in here because you know what? I've decided you're allowed. Like when you first move into apartments or from one apartment to another apartment, into a new apartment, I think you're given like a 3-week grace period for it to be an absolute disaster before people can judge you.
3 weeks is pretty substantial.
3 weeks because an apartment, I think a house is different than an apartment.
Yeah, that's
because
fair.
A house, you have a room maybe.
You can throw stuff in the basement.
In the basement, right. You have like a starting point where you can just throw all the boxes at least. So then you just slowly are bringing things up or bringing things out. In an apartment, there's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere for things to go. It just has to be all out because it's a small space.
Yeah.
So I think you're given 3 weeks.
Okay. 3 weeks is fine. So what are we on? Like we're on week one.
Yeah. It's been like 4 days.
4 days.
As of this recording. So I have two weeks and like 3 more days to go.
That's perfect.
Until I'll be judged.
It honestly might take you that long given the amount of things in this room.
It will. I think my problem is I just need to really decide where things are going.
It's also funny because I don't think I realized in your old apartment like how much stuff you had.
Yeah, because things were hiding.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. Like I don't want to stuff things in closets this time around. So I'm being very intentional. I'm going to go to the container store and get things to put things in. Like everything needs a home. That's my goal. Like I need to figure out where things will live. And then once I like figure that out, then I will organize said things in that location.
I think that's good. You're being very intentional.
But anyway,
do you feel properly purged from your move or do you feel like you still want to get rid of stuff?
I feel properly purged except for in the realm of clothing. I feel like I still need to get rid of things in the clothing department because things are just not fitting in the closet.
Are you mapping things out that you haven't worn in years and you're like, okay, this needs to go? Or what's your order of events?
The thing is, everything I have in my closet right now, I have worn at least in the last year. I just own way too much. Like the volume is just insane. Like I've worn it all.
You ain't never seen this amount of dresses in your life.
No. There's 365 days in a year. I have at least 365 dresses.
That doesn't surprise me.
Crazy. I mean,
that's honestly probably an exaggeration. But like if there is 365 days in a year, I can theoretically have 365 dresses that would all have been worn in the last year.
I think Colby's parallel would be sneakers. If you have 365 dresses, Colby is 365 sneakers.
I don't, but I have quite a few pairs.
And you would have 365 jackets.
Yeah.
I have a lot of jackets.
So many jackets.
You love a jacket.
I love a jacket.
A jacket hates to see you coming.
A jacket hates to see this one coming.
I have made a personal vow that I am not allowed to buy anything new until I sell things that I own. So one of my tasks over the next couple of weeks is to actually go through everything that I own and put them on Depop.
So like in one, out one?
Like that, but I need to do like a full-blown purge because I actually cannot remove anything from my closet without breaking the hanger. And like,
yeah.
I can't move things in my closet, and it's been like that for so long that my closet now is such a mess, and I probably wear a third of the things that I own, and the stuff that I'm holding on to like isn't sentimental or even nice. Like I just need to get rid of it.
Is it normal to be able to move your hangers in your closet like back and forth, to and fro?
I was just thinking that in my head kind of because I was like, I can't move my hangers either.
Like I would say
I think that's the idea. Yes.
I'd say like the goal is to be able to shimmy your hangers back and forth and like properly sort through. Like when you're at a store and you're going through the hangers like on a rack.
Yeah.
It should be that sensation in your own closet theoretically, but I feel like most of us out here can't move our hangers.
No. There's no movement in mine. And I keep doing the same thing where I'm breaking them.
Yeah.
Like I'll pull out a jacket and it'll just rip off the entire hanger. Mine like the top cracks, just comes off.
Yeah. It cracks in half and the hook comes off. And then I just shove it. Once I'm done, I put it back on the broken hanger and I just shove it in between because they're not going anywhere.
I do the same thing.
That's fine.
I shove things in. And I also have started doubling up.
Yeah. Oh, I've quadruple. I have 4 jean jackets on one hanger right now.
Well, at least you know where all of them are, but I'm surprised that it supports the weight of 4.
Because there's a lot of support from all sides.
Also, what do you need 4 jean jackets for?
They're different washes.
Girl, that's a lot of jean jackets.
There's some that are longer than others.
Okay. So we have some variation.
Yeah, they're not the same.
New jean jacket is the same.
No. I actually think I have like 6 jean jackets.
That's crazy.
I might get a storage unit.
To put clothes in?
Yeah.
You're like, I cannot separate from these?
Well, some of them like hold like sentimental value.
Katie,
and, like,
you ain't looking at those dresses and being like, remember when I wore this?
Well, the ones that are sentimental, why don't you just send to your parents' house?
Well, some of them like, I spent a lot of money on my dresses.
And now you can make a lot of money from them.
Hey, but you know, you understand, like, what if, like, one of these random Revolve brands, like, ends up being the next, I don't know, Chanel one day? And the value quadruples.
I don't think clothes work like that.
Revolve.
What's like a brand? Chanel. What's a brand I'm thinking of?
The Chanel
trajectory. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know why I said that because I really have not shopped at Revolve very much recently. I don't really think I shop at Revolve anymore, like, period.
I always browse Revolve and then I'm like, these prices are so crazy for like polyester. It's like the same quality that you can get on other websites for like a third of the price.
I just feel like they're always sold out of my size.
Yeah, and like, so much of their stuff is pre-order.
I feel like they don't have any size mediums left on their website. So then I'll find something on Revolve that I like, and then I'll go to the actual store, like online store of the brand, and buy it from them direct. Like that's what I've been doing. So anywho. Moral of the story is I need to get rid of things and we need to change the subject because there's a lot to discuss. We've a lot of things to discuss.
We do.
Adam just got back from Japan. Colby just got back from Aruba. Colby's tan, Adam's pale. Colby is just like, I don't understand how it happens to you so quickly. I go on a trip, I burn, the burn goes away and nothing is left in its place. It's just pale again. So
the fair skin iteration.
Yeah. I don't know how I didn't once get a sunburn. The only spot that I couldn't not burn was like my chin because I constantly had a hat on and I was always reapplying face sunscreen, but my chin still was getting burned. I think maybe from the reflection of my sunglasses or something, it makes it stronger. I don't know. That was just a theory that I had. But the rest of me, I wore SPF 70 the whole time, and I still somehow transformed.
That's impressive, honestly.
Yeah.
Because if you saw Colby right now, bronze goddess.
Yeah. God's favorite.
I would really like to be able to maintain this somehow for the wedding that we have in a couple of weeks, but I don't think that that's going to be possible.
Just douse yourself in moisturizer for 3 weeks and put on like a little bit of tanner every day.
Yeah. I'm scared because there is a chance that the dress that I want to get is not coming back in stock and people are renting it out on Pickle, but Pickle scares me because a lot of them are like no self tanner and whatever on the clothing, and that would also piss me off if I was letting somebody borrow my clothes and it came back and just had somebody else's spray tan
I didn't even
off
think
on it.
About that,
but I'm like, if I could have a natural tan, then maybe I would be less nervous about borrowing a dress. Because I wouldn't have to have that thought in the back of my mind.
I didn't even think about that. Like, if you're borrowing,
yeah,
you shouldn't wear self-tanner.
Yeah.
Huh.
I will say I've borrowed clothes from the boys before, like a white button down or something like that, and it'll come away and it's like doused in my tanner in the edges.
Yeah.
My poor straight roommates.
They're like, I swear.
They're like, what is this?
Swear it wasn't me.
I'm like, that was not me.
Do you get it
me.
Cleaned?
Yeah, of course. I would not just, I mean, like, I have given it to Mahi, and he's like, what the hell is this? And I'm like,
oh, sorry, I didn't notice.
So first you try to get away with it.
Correct.
And then if you can't get away with it, then you'll go clean it.
Correct. Yes, okay. Yes, yes. Or I just don't notice, you know, strategically.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's that?
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Didn't even see that there.
All my clothes look like that. Sorry.
I'm just because so
I don't notice it anymore.
No, literally. I think it's like a design element of all my white clothing, just like a tan ring around the edges.
Yeah.
Honestly, relatable. I don't even see it anymore. As long as it's not visible on the outside.
Yeah, no. No one needs to know.
I don't need to dry clean it either. I'm like, whatever. It's on That's the inside.
Funny. Well, did you guys miss me or what?
Yes.
I missed you a lot.
I can't believe how long you were gone.
There was an Adam-sized hole in my heart.
Mine too.
Adam got pissed at Colby and I because we made a Botox appointment without him, but we're like, you're literally in Japan.
I was mad. I
you
was
are literally
mad.
In Japan. Like, you, what? You can't be mad at us.
They didn't even tell me about the Botox appointment.
Yeah, well, technically, it was payment because I got Colby free Botox long ago, yeah. And so she's getting me free Botox in exchange for...
Did you guys already get it?
It's a contract.
No,
we're getting it.
I hope that I wouldn't look like this if I had already gotten it. My goodness.
I don't know. I think you look beautiful.
I'm going to get a lip flip.
Oh, you're doing both?
Just like, yeah, just a little.
Oh, just a little bit, flip. A little something.
Yeah. Just a little. I want to see how they do it.
It literally is like they put Botox here and here. There's like four spots that they put it.
I'm intrigued. Does it hurt a lot?
No, okay. It doesn't hurt like at all.
I'm excited to watch. Well, okay, back to you, Mr. Japan.
Back to me.
I
want to
hear
love.
Everything. How about you? Do our intro for us. Did you hear that Colby did the intro?
I did. Episode? I loved it. I loved
Proud
to hear
for
it.
That. So you can take it away and then give us like the rundown.
I know. So much to chat about. Well, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan in Katie's new apartment with her neighbor's laundry machine rattling aggressively in the background.
That's not, it's not your hearing. There's an earthquake occurring because the upstairs neighbor's
it's
washer
in the spin cycle
is really taking us home.
Well, girls, how we doing?
Great.
We're good.
I missed you.
I missed you guys too. I'm so jet lagged is how I'm doing. The time difference is so significant. I think it was 14 hours when we started, but then daylight savings happens, and then it was 13 hours, which is just like a very, you're on a different planet, basically. Like, I remember texting Colby being like, I literally think I'm on a different planet. And she was like, well, you kind of are.
Yeah, you literally were. And there was a day that I was actually really nervous about you because it had been, I mean, it felt to me like an entire day. It was late in the afternoon and I was like, Adam hasn't posted anything. He hasn't said anything. Like, what's going on over there? And I texted him and then he was like, I just woke up. The time, it's like 6 a.m. here. I completely forgot, but it was making me scared.
I mean, I literally felt like I had no connection to anybody outside of the three people that I was on the trip with.
Yeah.
Because the time difference literally is, it doesn't feel... that's significant, I feel like, when I'm like on calls with my clients who are over there, because we'll have calls like at night or something like that, and that'll be the only time that I talk to them, or like super early in the morning I'll wake up and email them. But like when you're talking about texting your friends 24/7 and like calling your parents or whatever, like you can't really do that over there.
Can you imagine having a long distance relationship?
Absolutely not.
With someone
be crazy.
That lived in Japan.
No, that'd be insane.
That would be wild. I don't know how you would even plan out seeing each other too.
No, like I could barely keep up with anybody. I feel like I would wake up and I'd be like, what's going on my phone? Because it just, you're so far ahead. Like I'm a full day ahead.
So at that point, would you be like, would it be possible if someone lived in California?
Because
I'm thinking like geographically, aren't they like kind of...
It's a little bit better. The time difference is closer.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like the globe.
Yeah.
California, like
but
the West Coast.
That's only 3 hours from here, so it's still like
it's
10
a little
hours.
Bit better though, because I think it's like a 9 hour or a 10 hour time difference versus a 13 hour time difference, which is just like a little bit more palatable. So if it's the afternoon or like late afternoon in, let's say, San Francisco, then it's the morning in Japan.
Yeah, so okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's a little bit better. But my trip was so amazing. I'm obsessed with Japan. I will say, you guys know, and I know you mentioned this on the podcast last week, is that I am not somebody who likes long trip. Like, I like to be in and out.
Oh, you but heard at us.
The point that we recorded last week, you hadn't once said that you wanted to come home.
I didn't. Like, I don't know why. I think it's just because the country is so amazing. Like, I honestly felt like Japan was my favorite country I've ever been to.
Really?
But then you did say at one point that you wanted to come home.
Well, that was when I got severe food poisoning I was going to die. So okay. We'll get into that.
Yeah, Adam, let's talk about the highs and then the lows.
The highs are just Japan in general. Everything is better in Japan.
Okay.
Like, did you see any cool gadgets?
Define gadget.
Well, that's like my favorite side of TikTok to be on, is like people in Asian countries with all the gadgets in their house that like clean their shoes and all of the different things that they have over there that make life seem so pristine and magical.
Okay, I will say, so I did actually see kind of a cool gadget on one of our last days, and I actually sent it to our friend Allie because the entire store just like looked like our friend Ali, basically. But there, I was in a city called Kanazawa, which is like 2.5 hours from Tokyo, over the weekend. And it's a kind of like the samurai town. So all of the samurais used to live there. So there are a lot of like cool samurai houses that you walk into, and they're the cool like bamboo-esque floors with these beautiful gardens built into the houses. So very like just like a stunning environment. And so they built it into all these cute little pathways and walkways and things like that with nice stores on the side. And so there's this one Japanese store that we went into, and the coolest gadget that I saw the entire time that I was there, and this is just like a funny one, but I mean not a funny one at all, just like a random one, but it's this like very muted tones store, and the gadget was this bath mat that was literally a piece of stone, but you spray any water on it and the water evaporates immediately. So it's like a bath mat, and then they also have one that's like a cutting board. And they also, in Japan, like they don't really speak much English, to be honest. Like there's a pretty big barrier of language, but they're very polite and very kind there, and like as long as you're like respectful and stuff like that, like they really make an effort to kind of like guide you with like their hands and whatever, like on where to go. And so she's like guiding me over to this bath mat and spraying it with some water, and the water's evaporating on the spot. And I was,
does it turn to steam?
It doesn't turn to steam, it just like goes away.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like immediately. And you could touch it.
Was it heated?
No.
Science.
It's crazy.
They're so advanced over there.
No.
It's crazy.
Everything is better.
No, I'm not kidding. That side of TikTok, there's this girl, and I wish I could remember her name, that comes up on my For You page. And when she comes home, she like turns on all of her gadgets, and her life just like looks automated and amazing. Everything is so clean and neat, and it just seems like they have it figured out over there.
Yeah. That's the reflective of the entire society. Yeah. Like you walk outside, there's not a single trash can, but there's also not a single piece of trash on the ground anywhere.
Yeah.
So they don't walk and eat there or walk and drink. So you'll like never see somebody walking and eating a sandwich or like walking and drinking a coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
No coffee walks.
Yeah. They'll like have it to like bring to work, but they won't be like sipping it on their route.
Interesting.
Yep. Then there are a lot of public bathrooms that are gorgeous. Like all of the public bathrooms are stunning there. And the subway system, we took the metro or subway, I don't really know what they call it there, to be honest, like almost every single day. And it's so regimented, and they have people like in line to get on in nice single file lines, and they have nice like barriers that open right when the subway gets there.
Hong Kong was the same way.
It's just,
and I have order in their culture.
Yeah,
they always say you can like eat off the floor of the Hong Kong subway station because it's so clean.
Yeah. And I was so intrigued because they have these vending machines all over the entire country. And I was like, who owns these vending machines? Because I just like know that they're making $1 billion and everybody uses the vending machines. You can just get like, I don't know, like water bottles and coffees and teas and like random snacks. So they're
all the same branding?
Yes. All the same branding and all the same like types of things in them. So I'm convinced that one person just owns all the vending machines and is like a bajillionaire.
Oh, they're
everywhere.
I thought you knew the answer. No. I was waiting. I was so excited.
I didn't do the research on
that
one.
Did you have any good matcha?
I had some good matcha. The matcha there also is just like so... It's so matcha-y. I don't know how else to describe it. It's so matcha-y.
It just feels so high grade.
So high grade. I'm trying to think of what the big highlights of the trip. I went on this one amazing, amazing dinner to this restaurant called Sushi M. It was this incredible omakase that I had done some research on before, and I had also gotten the recommendation from a lot of people.
I'm like, I've heard of that, but do they have that here?
They may have opened one in New York.
I feel like I've heard of Sushi M before.
I mean,
it's probably not the same.
Well, that's probably the OG. And then the one here is like a knockoff version of that.
Because when I posted Sushi M on my story, a couple people from the city DM'd me and were like, oh my God, I've been dying to go here. Or I got this recommendation from like somebody who's really into sushi. And so everybody's very impressed with my sushi selection. I was like, I just got the rec from somebody else too, had been to Japan and liked it. But it was like a 20 course omakase. We were sitting there for 4 hours. We did like a cocktail and alcohol pairing, and it was only a 14 seat omakase. So it was me and my three friends just kind of sitting in a row. And obviously there's only like 12 people in the entire restaurant outside of the chefs who were kind of walking around and guiding you through the experience. So it was just like a very immersive, nice, fun situation. And we got so drunk. We were sitting there for like four and a half hours. It was just such a fun dinner and so good. Like the fish just melts in your mouth there, and it doesn't taste fishy at all. It's so good. So that was amazing. And also just generally when we were there, so I was there for work obviously, and so during the week we were kind of just like living the normal Tokyo life. Like we were commuting to the offices and like doing our meetings. But normally on work trips, I feel like that I go on, like at the end of the day, we're done and ready to just kind of like go home and chill. But I feel like on this one, we really made the most of the entire time we were there. Like we would finish our meetings at 4 or 4:30, go back to the hotel, quick change into like a walking around outfit, and then we would be out from like 5 p.m to 10 p.m
oh my God,
and just doing things and like exploring different neighborhoods and going to dinners. And we went to this thing called Team Labs. Have you heard of Team Labs?
No.
Team Labs, I'm trying to think of the best parallel in New York. It's kind of like just an immersive gallery type experience, if that makes sense. Like for example, you go into these rooms that are completely dark, but then they have like a bunch of lights hanging from the ceiling, so it kind of looks as if you're walking, and like maybe there are mirrors all over the wall, so it kind of looks like you're in like an infinity room basically. And then they have this other room that was like a water experience, and you have to like take your shoes off, which was my worst nightmare, and walk up this like water feature situation. The worst one, I think I posted a picture of it. But after you get through this one, like they had all these different themes for the different rooms. Like one of them was water, one of them was air, one of them was earth or something like that. And so for the water
elements.
One, yeah, the elements, exactly. And so the water the elements.
The elements.
For the water one, the one you started with, so you have to put your shoes in a locker and then you start going through essentially this experience. And so the first one is walking up this kind of like rock situation, up this waterfall that's like literally rushing against you. So you're kind of like climbing up a waterfall that's all within this, just this massive structure basically. And then when you get into the next room, it's like you have to roll up your pants because literally the water goes up to your knees, and it's this milky water. Ooh. That was disgusting looking, and I was appalled the entire time. But like hieroglyphic lights kind of like all over the dark room, so it was just like a cool, I don't know how to describe it.
Interesting.
It was just like this interactive art exhibit, basically. Yeah.
Kind of sounds like Mercer Labs.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That was actually the one that I was
Mercer
thinking.
Mercer Labs in Friday.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Mercer Labs, but I've seen pictures, and it's like exactly like that.
I love it. That's so cool.
So that one was cool. What else did we do?
What other activities did you do while you were there?
We did, I'm not even kidding, like everything under the sun. Like
you were soaking it in.
I know. We definitely were. Because I was like, we went. Yeah, it's a little chilly. We just went so far that I feel like we were like, we need to make the most of this trip.
Absolutely.
Good. Yeah.
Yes, so, you should.
Yeah. So during the week, we would like go on runs every morning. Like we ran around the Imperial Palace. We ran around like the Tokyo Tower. I was obsessed with the Tokyo Tower. My entire gallery, like phone gallery, is just like endlessly the Tokyo Tower. Yeah.
Wow.
So, oh my God, it was just so fun. And then tragedy struck. The loves.
I'm like, when did you talk about the bad part?
I thought it was coming after your gorgeous dining experience, but I'm happy that that wasn't the cause.
No, luckily that wasn't the cause. Yeah, so then tragedy struck. So basically what the plan was is we were going to do Tokyo from like Saturday to Friday, and then Friday over the weekend we were going to like go to a couple of different towns and basically just extend the weekend. And so Friday comes around, and me and two of my friends, the fourth person that we were with, it's so funny, like hates sushi.
And like me.
Hates any type of Japanese cuisine. He was a good sport though, and like made an effort to kind of immerse himself in the dinners and things that we were doing.
Do they have avocado rolls over there?
Not that I saw, but I'm sure.
Okay.
Did he get noodles or just like rice?
He's a big meat eater, so he ate a lot of meat and rice, and he tried the fish. The other kind of funny part is that we went to a lot of client lunches, mm-hmm. and at some of these client lunches, like a few of them took us to these really like crazy omakase experiences, basically. And so
the gonna say the word immersive again?
I think I was.
That's when your word
I was like the immersive omakase.
I experience. Saw it on your lips and then you just didn't say it, and I was like,
I was like it ain't that immersive. But we would go to these client lunches, and one of them was this omakase experience. And in an omakase, like, you can't pick what you get, like, they just bring out courses of food. And so one of the things that they brought out was like this snail on top of this black seaweed salad that was so, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, as you can imagine, a snail is super slimy
and slimy.
Okay.
It was just like sticky. Like, you, like, ooh. Yeah. And so the seaweed salad was also like slimy and sticky.
Sensory is like overload.
Katie's worst nightmare.
My worst nightmare.
And I look over to this guy because we're literally at a client lunch, and it's like you kind of have to be respectful and eat it. And he looks down at it, looks over to us, and I'm like, I feel so bad for him because I'm willing to try that stuff. Like, I think that's like good in my opinion. Not good, but I'm open to trying like a slimy snail.
That's in the realm of possibility for you that you could like
it. Is it raw?
Yeah. It was, I think it was cooked.
Was it in the shell?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And you basically have to pull it out of the shell.
Oh.
And it's like a full snail.
So it wasn't like snails in France.
No. It wasn't like cooked escargot. It was like a full snail.
Oh my.
And we're watching our friend, and all of us in our heads are like, we need to stop, like, we cannot die laughing because they're gonna know what's going on. And I see him out of the corner of my eye, like, taking a deep breath and eating the snail.
It's probably a delicacy.
It is.
Like, it was probably like a really elite snail.
And then this guy could not catch a break, like, literally the next course. The next course was two full baby squids. Like, just full baby squids.
With the eyeballs in it?
Oh, yeah. Like a full baby squid.
Do you eat that whole?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't need to ever try that.
But it just, like, tastes different there. Like, if you ate that in the city, I think it would be gross and, like, fishy. But there, it just, like, kind of tastes like chicken.
It doesn't taste like chicken.
It doesn't taste like chicken at all.
There's no freaking way.
It tastes like calamari.
Yeah.
So is that what gave you food poisoning or what?
No, that didn't even do it for me. Basically, the food poisoning came on Friday. So Friday happens, the day comes around, we finish all of our meetings. We're like, okay, cool. Like, well, let's celebrate. Let's get lunch or whatever. And then our train that we were supposed to take was at 4:30. So our lunch is at 2:30. Me and two of my friends, like the third guy was like, okay, I finally have escaped the seafood. Like, I'm going to go get some meat and rice, basically. And so it was me and two of my friends. We go to this, like, standing sushi bar situation where it's like an iPad in front of you and you essentially just pick what you want, like, to order. And then the sushi stuff's in front of you are basically just making it to order, like, different pieces of nigiri and, like, different pieces of sushi that they give to you.
So, like, fast food.
Kind of, yeah.
But their version of, like, chic fast food.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like
14 seats. You stand up and you order on the iPad and you can keep ordering more. And
so you eat it while you're standing up?
Yeah. And we got like Sapporos. Like, it was nice.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I drank a lot of Sapporo when I was there. I was a big beer guy.
Yeah.
Big beer guy in Japan. And so anyways, I guess I just happened to get something different than my two friends, because within an hour we were walking and I was like, wait, guys, like, I think I'm going to throw up. And they're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, like, I think my stomach's just like feeling kind of weird. We'll just get back to the hotel. I'll throw up real quick and we'll go to the train. We get back to the hotel. I throw up.
Puke and rally.
They were like, do you need to pull trig? And I was like, no, I feel it in my stomach. Like, if I bend over, I'm going to throw up. And then sure enough, I get back to the hotel. I bend over and I throw up.
Oh.
And so afterwards, I felt better though. So I go back out to them. They're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I actually feel like so much better. We get to the train. We're in line to get onto the train. And I'm like, I am 100% going to throw up again.
Like, I cannot throw up in this train station. Yeah. That is not allowed here.
No, literally. I'm like, people are eating off the floor in this train station. Like, I can't be the one to throw up and ruin everything for everybody. And so we get on the train. I go to the bathroom. I start aggressively, violently throwing up, 3 to 4 times.
Oh,
and
I'm like, God. Ooh,
this isn't good. I go back to my seat. I'm like laying down and it immediately hits me again. And I'm like, I'm going to throw up again. Go back to the bathroom, start throwing up more.
Oh, my God.
This is when things get really bad, because then I am aggressively throwing up again, this time kind of like there wasn't much on my stomach, so I'm like
dry heaving,
kind of dry heaving. Yeah. It's like I need to throw up, but like there's nothing else to throw up.
Worst. It's so painful.
I know, sorry for the graphic imagery here. And then as I'm in the bathroom, like basically dry heaving, I start profusely sweating, like violent amounts of water coming That's off awful. Of me, and I feel myself spotting like in my eyes, like I start to not be able to see that well, and I'm like, bro, I cannot faint in this bathroom. Like, I don't even think my friends know I'm in here. Like, I cannot die in this bathroom. So I quick like throw my, I'd take off all my clothes, by the way, because I'm profusely sweating in this bathroom. So
you got naked in there?
I got naked. I thought I was going to die.
Oh my God.
I throw back on all my clothes. I start stumbling back into the train cars, because I literally at this point, like, am fully fainting actively. I grab my friend. I'm like, hey, I'm 100% about to faint, basically. Carry me back to my, like, they basically carry me back to my chair. It's a reclining chair. Like, the trains in Tokyo are so nice. Like, they're like full recliners, basically. And so I recline the chair back.
Isn't like the subway.
No. This is a bullet train to a different town. So mind you, we're on a 2.5 hour train. And this is what starts the train experience for me.
No.
Yeah. I am fully reclined in this chair. My sunglasses are on. I'm profusely sweating down my face. My friends are like, I don't know what to do. Like, I feel like we need to like get you off and go to the hospital, because at this point my hands are violently shaking.
You're probably so dehydrated.
Yeah. Hands violently shaking, sweating profusely. Like, I had a black t-shirt on and you could see through the t-shirt that they, like, I was just fully pulled of sweat. And so I'm like, no, it's fine. Just like, get me an ibuprofen. Like, I think I'm burning a fever. I was like, just get me an ibuprofen out of my bag.
Such a vulnerable position to be in with your coworkers.
Yeah, like, you're not even with us. You're with your coworkers.
And mind you, they're like, I do not know what to do. And I'm being so dramatic. I'm like, just get me a fucking ibuprofen.
I wish I was there to give you Zofran.
No, guys, mind you, while all this is happening, I have a random person sitting next to me and they're assigned seats on the train.
Oh,
so
no.
At the base of me actively fainting and like my sunglasses on, sweat pulling up at my base, whatever, my two coworkers standing at my side being like, are you okay? Like, what can we do? This guy is sitting in the wrong seat next to me. And so this other guy comes up to him and starts actively telling him to get out of the seat next to me. He can only get out of the seat if like he moves past me, and I'm fully reclined, actively sweating and dying in this chair. Okay. And so then this guy is like getting up and like trying to say excuse me as he's going past me. He knocks all of my shit off, like, because I have like a coat hanging in front of me, I have my backpack right here. He knocks all of it down. I swing my legs over the thing and I'm like, it's fine, just go past me.
So chaos is
unfolding. My coworkers are just dying laughing because they're like, of course this is happening when Adam is like actively having an episode.
Like, the worst timing for all of this to occur.
Mind you, I like full am like sunglasses on, like it's the middle of the day, like I look like decrepit, basically.
People probably thought you were hungover.
So they thought something was happening, because it was.
So did you stay on the train for the 2.5 hours in that state?
I basically closed my eyes and just like hallucinated. Around. Yeah, it was horrible.
People were like the strung out American.
And it was on the train.
Literally, like, they probably thought you were like withdrawing from drugs or something.
I felt like I was withdrawing. I've never had an experience like this in my entire life. It was the worst food poisoning I've ever had. Like, I think everything would have been fine with the throwing up, but like the profuse sweating and the violent shaking of my hands was so, like, I was like, I think I need to go to the hospital. Like, something's wrong.
I would think you got drugged or something. Like,
yeah, but then also in my head, I was like, oh, I'm killing the vibes. Like, everybody.
Of course you would think that. No one would ever think.
Everybody was so excited to go to the ski town.
So wait, where were you going again?
We were going to a ski town called Nozawa Onsen.
Okay.
So it's like just a ski town two and a half hours outside of Tokyo. And so that was our plan for the weekend, is we were going to stay in the ski town for 2 nights and then go to Kanazawa for our last night and then fly back to the city on Monday. And of course, the start of the weekend is when I'm having
Kanazawa this. Got you the bad literally. Sushi.
So anyways, it kind of subsides throughout the 2 hours of the train. But at that point, I had nothing on.
guys, we have to put you onto this because it's such a good date idea and so on brand for Match Made.
So instead of the usual let's grab a drink text, what if someone said, want to take a cooking class together?
Enter selfup.com. They host these super fun, hands-on cooking classes in New York City and Boston, where you actually learn to make pasta, dumplings, tacos, all of it. And you get a full dinner or brunch. Like, yes, please.
It's cute, it's flirty, and let's be honest, cooking together is kind of hot.
Plus, it's a great move whether you're on a third date or just want to get your friends together for a night out. That's not just more bars.
Use code MATCHMADE20 at selfup.com for 20% off your first class. That's selfup.com, code MATCHMADE20. We'll see you there.
My stomach, I'd sweat out my entire body and I'd like had this visceral reaction. So I was weak.
I need bread.
I know, I was so weak. I like could not move. And so they texted me and they were like, hey, gearing you up, like we're about to be at the train station, so we need to start getting ready. And I was like, I don't even think I can stand up.
So they weren't sitting with you?
We were all sitting in a row, like kind of like one in front of the other,
like aisle seats.
Yeah,
okay,
aisle seats in front of each other.
Sorry, I'm trying to visualize this.
Because it's assigned seats and we booked it kind of last minute, so we couldn't sit together.
Okay.
But my...
Did they have a cafe car on the train?
Yeah, so like my friends...
Did they get you like ginger ale?
They tried. There was like nothing they could get me. They tried to like find medicine. They got me a water, but I couldn't even drink it. I was like, even the like sight of this water makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, it's just putting something in your stomach to then eject.
And so we finally get there. They're like, you need to gear up. And I'm like, I literally can't even stand up. So they kind of have to like hobble me up. They have to carry all my bags. They basically are like hobbling me to this taxi.
This is like your dream had it not been under the circumstances.
You wanted a man to like carry you.
The royal treatment.
Yeah, I did. I wanted the royal treatment.
Carry you to the car.
I know. And so we finally get me back to get me to the hotel. And I was being so dramatic because they're like, okay, you wait here and we'll just like go around, check ourselves into the hotel, because the taxi of course drops us off at like the completely wrong spot. And mind you, we're in this snow town that has like winding streets like up a hill.
Oh my god, Adam.
And so we're like at the base of the hill and need to climb up to the top of the hill to get into this ski, like whatever the ski inn is, what we were saying at
chateau.
It was actually so nice. It was a 4-bedroom, 4-bathroom house that we stayed in.
Wow.
That was like 3 floors and it was very cute and cool. Anyways, it would have been cooler if I wasn't dying, but we finally get there and we're standing outside and they're like, okay, we'll go like check in and like you just stay here and then we'll come back for you. And I was like, no, I need to be in this thing right now. And so they're like, okay. Like I'm just being so dramatic this entire time, like thinking I'm going to die. And so we finally get me in. I end up sleeping for 12 hours or attempting to sleep. I just rolled around the entire night. My Oura Ring said that I was in bed for 12 hours and 30 minutes and slept for 2. So
damn.
To give you an idea of the night that I had. And yeah, my stomach hasn't been the same since. So we're doing great.
That's so crazy how quickly it happened.
I know.
Like, I didn't realize food poisoning like happens that quickly. Like within an hour of you eating something bad, it just... That's wild.
It has to get out.
Yeah.
It has to evacuate.
I think it's specific potentially to like seafood poisoning.
Okay.
Because I called my dad, I called Alex, like my resident doctors.
Is it like bacteria or something?
Yeah.
Oof. So sorry.
That's disgust.
And then of course my friends were freaking out because they were like, we also ate at that sushi restaurant. So like they were giving themselves placebo effect, being like, I think I'm feeling sick. Like I'm
You're like, it would have happened hours ago.
You're like, no, you would know.
Yeah.
You would know.
I'm like, let me tell you.
That is so great. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Me too.
But at least it happened after you were done all your
work.
Yeah, you and
me both. At least it happened after you were done all the stuff that you had to get done there.
Yeah, at least it wasn't your meetings.
I know.
Like you got the meetings done without a hitch, and then it is sad that it was like your free time that you like.
I know. The fact that it happened at the tail end of the trip sucks, especially when we had this whole weekend of like fun. I mean, the only thing though, honestly,
well,
I missed.
Actually, maybe it would have been better for it to have happened when you were on company time. Could have just taken a
just
sick day.
Out.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, guys.
You guys
really want to be there.
Yeah.
No, literally. But the rest of the weekend was fine. Like, I think the good thing about seafood poisoning is it's so quick, like I said. So, like, I the next morning felt totally fine and could, like, enjoy the day. So, I only missed out on one night, which is Friday night. And they had just gone to dinner, so I really didn't miss anything. And then Saturday, like, they skied for a couple hours. I didn't ski because the conditions were super icy. And I was like, I'm not testing my luck. Like, I already got severe food poisoning. Like, I'm not breaking something
here.
You're already
walking like a baby deer.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Point.
So, yeah, we survived. And that was fun. Nozawa Onsen was beautiful. So do you know what an onsen is?
How do you spell that?
O-N-S-E-N.
No idea.
No.
So there are these hot springs that are all over the mountains of Japan, and they're called onsens. And they basically build these kind of small temples around the onsens. And they have a men's and a women's onsen. You go in and you bathe yourself, essentially, in kind of like the volcanic water.
It's like a bathhouse, but
it's a bathhouse.
Natural.
But yeah, exactly. But the rules are that you can't wear clothes. So you have to go in naked. And before you go into the water, you have to like scrub yourself down. And so my one coworker was like obsessed with these onsens. And he was like, we need to go. And I was like, I don't think that I need to see my coworkers naked.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
I was like, I don't know if this is the time for that.
Birthday suit.
Yeah, so I did not go into the onsens. He did. And he was like, honestly, probably a good thing that we didn't go together because there were like 2 inches, like there was barely any space in there. Like they're way smaller on the inside than you would expect.
So did he go was like, by himself?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was picturing like a really crowded, like he had 2 inches of space between him and some other naked guy.
I mean, he did.
Oh, okay. So there,
but just not 2 inches between his naked coworker.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I'm getting. Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little much for me. I was like, I don't know if that we need that on this trip. Honestly, yeah.
It probably would have felt nice on your stomach, though.
I know, taking a little bath,
but being in like a hot tub.
I mean, he came back and his skin was so red because the water is so hot. And I was like, I don't think I need my skin to be that dry.
How long do you sit in there?
He sat in there for like 20 minutes. You probably
would have also like fainted again.
100%. True. Honestly,
yeah, that probably would not have done you any good.
No. So, okay. Yeah, that was that. Anyways, then Sunday, we went to Kanazawa, which is the samurai town. And that's when I started testing my luck again with food, unfortunately. And had some more crazy shit. The next morning, threw up again. That was the day we were flying out. And then more tragedy struck when I was at the airport. I hate to keep bringing up the lows, but like the lows were high, let me tell you. So we get to the airport, or I get to the airport because I was taking a different flight. I basically wanted to fly Delta because obviously I'm loyalist. And so
is this whatever you're about to say because you decided to take your own flight? Because you decided to go Delta, something bad happened?
I wouldn't say that. But
if you hadn't flown Delta because you're obsessed with Delta, would this thing have happened to you?
No.
Okay, proceed.
So basically, I had the earliest flight from everybody. My flight was at 4:30. Everybody else's was like 5:30, 6:30, 10:30, like staggered. And so I get to the airport first. They end up staying in Tokyo a little bit because we had taken a 2.5-hour train back to Tokyo from Kanazawa that morning. I just went straight to the airport because I was like, I just want to get seated, get ready to get on this flight. I am seated getting ready for the flight. I had a layover in Detroit. And so my total travel time was going to be like 16 hours. It was a 12-hour flight to Detroit and then like an hour and a half flight to New York and like a 2-hour layover in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And so sitting in the Delta lounge and all of a sudden my flight gets delayed. And so it's delayed enough where I'll still have an hour to get between my an hour for my layover instead of 2 hours. And I was like, okay, that's fine, whatever. Wait another hour. My flight gets delayed 5 hours. And so at this point, I'm going to miss my layover in Detroit. I'm checking flights and there are no other, like I could still fly into Detroit, but there are no other flights flying out of Detroit after when the time I was now scheduled to get in. And so I was like, okay, my options here are either I have to sleep in Detroit on Monday night. I have to stay in Japan an extra night because all the other Delta flights that I like could have switched or swapped to were 26 plus hours of travel and like 2+ stops. And mind you, I had thrown up again this morning. So like I was not feeling well just from the stomach thing. And so I'm stuck in the airport and I'm like, I have no idea what to do. Like I'm like basically stranded in Japan. So while I'm in the Delta lounge, cancel my Delta flight. And then my friend who also lives in the city was flying this United flight that was direct. Yeah. And he had already been telling me this entire time, like book my United flight. I don't want, like, we can fly together. I don't want to fly alone. Like it's a direct flight, 12 and a half hours. It'll be so easy. And I the entire time been like, no, I'm not flying that. Like I'm only flying Delta. And he's also a Delta boy. So he was already like mad at me for flying Delta and was so like jealous and stuff like that. And then of course I'm the one who
gets screwed,
ends up getting screwed. Yeah. And so I call him and I'm like, I have no idea what to do. And ended up canceling my flight in the airport and then rebooking on his flight that left in 45 minutes, like literally 45 minutes in advance of the flight.
Well, also thank God because you would have had to go through custom. In Detroit.
I didn't even think about that until after I went through customs when I got to EWR.
Yeah.
I would not have, I don't even know if I would have made the 1 hour.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have been stranded in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
So good call out, Colby, because I like had no idea.
He would have been walking home to New York.
Literally. But it's fine. We made it. And I actually, for once, like, slept the entire flight, probably because my body was just like, I think you've had enough. Like, it's time to sleep.
Did you even need to take a bite of your Ambien?
No Ambien was had, but I will say I did take a bite of my Ambien on the way to Japan, and I didn't fall asleep the entire flight.
Which is crazy. Were you just so excited to get there? Is that why?
No. I don't know. I was probably anxious.
Your mind was probably racing.
Racing. At the speed of light.
Yeah, probably. Mine would have been. Knowing that I was in this tube for 12 hours.
I know. But, like, an international flight is so much nicer when you sleep. Like, who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Sounds lovely.
I slept for literally 8 hours.
Katie always sleeps. When we traveled together to Italy,
yeah,
Katie's like passed out, and I'm talking to this like 80-year-old doctor for the entire flight. Like, I closed my eyes for maybe 45 minutes. He was so cute, though.
I'm a professional sleeper on planes. Plane sleeper.
Cannot relate. But this time,
on the way back, you were.
On the way back, I really was. I slept for 8 hours.
I love that for you.
Which is crazy. Me and my friend, he also slept for 8 hours. We texted each other within 5 minutes of waking up, and we're like, holy shit, I just slept from dinner until now. And I was like, same. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
They must have been pumping something in the air, pumping Ambien in the air.
Yeah, and you were probably just so depleted and exhausted.
I definitely was, because also we were sleeping. All of us would wake up at like 3, 4 a.m. every single night and text each other being like, who's up? Because the jet lag is so bad.
That's so crazy.
Did you get your own hotel room?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. I stayed at the Edition. It was super nice.
When I would travel for work, I would get a hotel room sometimes with one bed and have to share it with my coworker.
I didn't even know that was legal.
Yeah, how is that legal, honestly?
We like all would share an Airbnb. Yeah.
Huh.
That's insane.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Like, what if it's a girl and a boy?
Well, I think it would have been different circumstances. I mean, we were friends, so I guess it also made sense.
You were, like, okay with it.
But we were trying to save money, I guess,
too. I feel like that's an HR violation.
I agree.
To, like, share a physical bed. Like, sharing a room. I remember my dad going on work trips growing up, and he, like, would share rooms with, like, a guy sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it was always, like, one of his friends. Mm. I feel like you can, like, he probably had, like, an option of requesting or, like, saying, like, oh, I'll take, like, if we need to do that, if we need to double up, like, I'll share with my buddy. Like,
yeah. Well, I guess the first time that I traveled for work was that Montauk dinner, and I had my own room there. And then Mary and I, like, became friends after. And then when we would travel, we were like, well, it would be, like, sad if we were out all night and then just, like, went back to our room at the end of the night.
Yeah.
So we were like, we might as well just share.
I'm sure it's fun if you are, like, besties with your coworker.
Yeah. Like when we went to Art Basel, it was like we would do what we needed to do for work, and then we would go, like, bop around and then just, like, go back to the hotel. And
yeah,
it was, like,
sense.
More fun to then just, like, be together and order food.
Well, I think if you have fun coworkers, it like changes everything.
Yeah.
Like, we literally, I'm not even kidding, spent 24/7 together while we were in Japan for 10 days.
Well,
outside of sleeping. The only time that we weren't together were sleeping, and we only slept for 4 hours a night. So
now you're extremely close because of Puke Gate.
I know. They all know me a little bit too well.
They're
now.
Never going to let you live that down.
I know. And one of them I've traveled with a bunch of times. So he like, we already like were pretty close, but the other two I definitely hadn't traveled with as much before, and so now we're all four besties.
You're linked for life now.
Linked for life.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Me too.
I feel like it'll take like a solid week for you to like fully recover.
If it doesn't, I feel like you should go to a doctor.
No, honestly, this morning I was not feeling well. My stomach.
You should have your stomach looked at.
No, but it's literally because I keep testing my limits. Like,
you need to just do the brat diet.
I know.
Or whatever.
One of my roommates.
That's what it's
called. One of my roommates wanted to order Five Guys last night, and I was like, "Oh, I haven't had a burger. Like, I've just been eating fish for weeks. Like,
I feel like a burger would be good for you."
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
The grease
this morning was not feeling good.
Well, I guess red meat sometimes can, like, it's a lot. I feel like you just need to eat bread and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
You have to have a tan food day.
Yeah, tan foods. Tan foods only.
My favorite kind of day.
Today, I'm definitely going to be a tan food girl.
Like, brown rice would be good for your stomach.
Yeah.
Toast.
Maybe some bone broth.
I'd be testing the limits too much, guys. Like, I just like food too much.
I know, but you need to take a take a chill pill.
I really do.
You really do, for your stomach's sake. And if it keeps like hurting you, you should get a look. Like, what if you have like a parasite in there?
Katie?
Yeah.
I need you to reel that in.
Sorry, that's such a Colby thing to say. Pills. That's such a Colby. Pills. I feel like Colby would say that.
I was thinking it. That's why I said go to the doctor.
I don't want to like wish that on you, but like you should get it checked out just to be safe.
Well, you know.
If it continues like after this week.
Yeah.
I think.
I agree with you. You
should get papaya though.
I'll try.
The papaya enzymes.
What's special about it?
They kill stuff in your stomach.
Okay. We'll try papaya enzymes. That was the other thing. Fruit. In Japan, the best thing ever.
Oh my god, I can't even imagine.
Oh, I bet.
The best thing. Like, so good.
The strawberries. Can you drink the water there?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm telling you, Katie, everything is amazing there.
No, I believe you. I was just thinking, because when I went to some parts of Asia, like, you could not drink the water.
Yeah.
In some areas. And that, like, fucked people up. Like,
yeah.
There was some puke incidents in our school trip because of that.
Not great. No, but Japan...
Hong Kong, we could drink the water. It was just like we went to, I think it was, maybe it was Vietnam. We couldn't drink the water.
I want to go to Vietnam.
I forget. Oh, I would so go back. I loved it.
I want to go to Vietnam too. Let's go.
Okay.
Once you're fully recovered, let's head back over there.
Yeah. I wasn't like ready to go home until I almost died. Then yeah. I was like, okay, I think it might be time for me to go back to Sydney.
We were like, America.
America the free.
No, this is like the first trip where I wasn't like begging to go home, basically, in my head. You know, like usually I'm a pretty good sport about it and I'm like, oh, I'm having so much fun. But like this time I was like, oh, this place is great. Like, I'm having a good time.
Try and convince yourself that you're having fun and want to be present.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just long trips, guys. I just can't do them.
I kind of get it. I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm like, all right. I get stressed about like what's going on like back in my other life.
I just like to be like at home base. Like, I love to travel and be on a trip.
Routine.
But I like when we go on a trip for like 3 nights. Like, I feel like 3 nights is perfect.
Yeah, I love to go. Honestly, 3 nights, 4 days is the perfect amount of time to be gone.
Yeah, like 4 nights is when it gets too long.
4 days, 3 nights. Perfect. You get 3 solid dinners.
Yeah.
I think it's the perfect amount of time to be on any trip.
I'm aligned.
But you know what? Going to Asia, like, that's such a long flight. You need to go longer than that. You need to go for long. Like, what's the equivalent of that? Like, 5 days? 4 nights? Maybe more? 6 days? How many days and nights were you there?
I was there for 9 nights, 10 days.
Yeah, that's a lot of days.
Yeah.
But
also, like, you lose. I mean, when I flew there, I flew out on a Friday. I landed on a Saturday. Like, you lose an entire day.
Yeah.
But then you gain it when you
come back. But then you gain it when you come back. Yeah.
You magic.
That was the craziest part, is I was like, we literally took off it.
You're time traveling.
You literally time traveled.
I did feel like it. Okay. Did feel like it, but that was my trip, guys. That's the 360.
I'm happy to have you back.
We went to some gay clubs.
Oh, how was
that? I didn't even talk about that.
Did you talk to any men?
Aside
from your coworkers?
There was a guy who definitely was like trying to make out with me, and one of my friends kept pushing me into him, but I was like, I just don't want to do this right now.
Was this pre-puke?
It was just like, it was basically me, a gay coworker, a girl coworker, and then a straight guy who was like definitely, you know, doesn't have many gay friends for sure. If not, I was the first gay person who's ever met.
Straight guy coworker.
Yes.
All coworkers. Okay.
All coworkers. And so straight guy coworker.
Did you just say you're the first gay he's ever met?
I don't know that for a fact, but like that could be.
That's just always crazy to me.
That's a joke. I make that joke all the time. Like, am I the first gay he's ever met? Like, probably absolutely not.
Okay. It's just like
but it's just like, he's like a hyper masculine. Like,
it's hyperbole.
He's like a toxic masculinity. Like, guy, you know?
Jim bro.
Okay. Like, sure. We'll call him Jim bro. Okay. And so anyways, like, we bring him to all these gay clubs and gay bars. And so you could tell that this guy's really trying to just like immerse himself. And like, I was so proud of him.
In your culture.
In my culture. Yeah. Welcome to my culture.
And so immersed himself.
I just like didn't really feel like I needed to be making out with some random Japanese man in front of my toxic masculinity coworker who I already like.
You could
convince. Yeah. I could, but
you would have given him the full experience.
He was probably like waiting for that to happen,
probably, but you know, I just didn't feel like I needed to do that.
Okay,
so we didn't.
That's fine.
The gay clubs were definitely a lot of fun. Like, we definitely did like the whole like going out thing, because I feel like right when you land in Japan, that's my other tip for anybody traveling to Japan, is you need to find a way to stay up and like adjust the time,
fight the jet lag.
Yeah, and the way to do it is drink. The only way to stay up there is you gotta drink. People also in Japan drink a ton all the time because they work nonstop, and so they
need to drink to
what fight are the scaries. Big drinks that they're drinking besides the beer?
They drink a lot of beer, a lot of sake.
Oh yeah, duh, sake.
Wine. Yeah. They drink good cocktails. Not my kind of cocktails. Like, I did try to get a spicy skinny margarita, and they looked at me cross-eyed and were like, I don't think that we know what that is.
Do they have tequila?
Yes, they do. So I drink a lot of tequila. What else? A lot of Sapporos.
Yeah, I love Sapporo.
Yeah.
They had that.
That was good.
When I went to.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I think, guys, I think I covered every inch of that trip.
Well, I'm happy that you had a lot of fun. I'm sorry about the food poisoning incident.
God, this too shall pass. We survived. But
it's something you'll never forget.
I never in my lifetime.
On your turf.
Nothing like a little bad sushi to...
No, literally yesterday I was
to clear you out.
Yesterday I was in the office and people were like, obviously, like, because I'd been gone for 10 days for work trips, people were like, how did it go? Like, how was your trip? It looked so fun. Like, we saw all over Instagram, whatever. And I was like, oh, so good, you know, except for when I almost died, and then told literally every single person who has a pulse about my food poisoning.
Yeah, I didn't really, I saw a lot of aesthetic content on your Instagram story. I didn't see any puking.
Yeah, no one would have ever known if you hadn't told.
I know, I didn't make some good jokes. I should have. I was very aesthetic this trip.
Here you are. Given us all the jokes.
I had to wait to tell the people.
We're rich.
You're rich with my jokes.
We're rich with Adam Lore.
You're so welcome.
Okay. So Japan, check off check. The list.
Japan.
Colby check off the list. Was in Aruba.
I was.
With Jane.
My mom and my and sister.
And how was it?
It was great. Actually, this was the first family vacation I've ever gone on and not gotten in a fight.
Really?
Yeah. Me and my sister successfully didn't argue once. It was amazing.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Nothing was...
fightable?
No, like, not even that. Like, sister fights just, like, exist, you know?
Yeah. No, it's, I get
it. It's, like, really hard to spend time with a sister and not get in a fight.
I agree.
About, like, anything.
That just a sister thing.
5 seconds later, like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But we didn't even fight once. It was so crazy.
Wow. I mean,
I know. It was
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I guess my sister and I didn't fight because she came to help me move, obviously. We get in these, like, little, like, we'll just, like, bicker for, like, 5 minutes.
Right.
Because we disagree about something.
Yeah.
And then, like, we both just, like, forget it happened.
Yeah, we didn't do that. It was so weird. It felt unnatural.
Well, I'm really happy for you.
Yeah. I honestly think, in part, there were no plans for the trip. Like, all that we knew that we wanted to do was lay on the beach all day.
That sounds amazing.
Like, we just wanted to relax. And I think sometimes we would, like, when we went to Miami, for example, I have been there a bunch of times, so I, like, had places in mind that I wanted to go, and I feel like when I was trying to, like, take the reins over planning or something, then we would argue because she was like, this place looks like it would be fine, like, let's just go there, whatever
type of thing. I see.
But we had not one plan and not one reservation. Like, we really winged it, which, if you're going to Aruba, I feel like it's possible to do, but you're probably better off making reservations, especially if there are places that you want to go. But we figured it out.
I love that little beach bar that you were at.
Oh, same. I like that was my vibe. Like, I have two aesthetics, and one is like New York and the other is like beach bum, like a ghost sit in my bathing suit.
Yeah.
And that was what I was doing a lot of.
Those are two good aesthetics.
Yeah. But so we went to one dinner at this place that a lot of people had said that we should go to. We didn't have a reservation. There was a line out the door, but there were a bunch of seats at the bar. And something else that I noticed there were a lot of people in massive groups. But there's this
spring break.
Italian. Yes. Well, there were a ton of people on spring break. That was one thing, like college kids. And I'm sad that I graduated high school before this thing called a senior trip existed. Like, there were a ton of high schoolers on their quote-unquote senior trip.
Apparently, this is, like, a thing.
Did we have a senior trip?
We had senior week.
Oh, right, in Ocean City.
So we did technically have a senior trip, but it was to Ocean City, and I Did you even go? I didn't go.
I didn't go.
I went and scrubbed toilets at the church camp instead, because that was me and my philanthropic era.
No, we had senior skip day. We definitely did not have a senior trip.
I think people have had senior trips like historically for a long time, but it like depends on like where you're from.
Well, pretty much everyone.
I think it's a big Southern thing. Yeah. I think a lot of Southern.
Maybe. These people were from the South Shore of Massachusetts, and they're like.
Really? So near you, kind of.
Aruba is like a huge hotspot to go to from the Boston area, because you actually can't get a lot of places in the Caribbean on a direct flight.
Mm.
And that's the reason that we decided to go there.
Okay.
Because my mom and sister, when we went to Turks before, they flew through New York, which was nice because they picked me up technically on the way. And then we flew together from here, but they had a travel nightmare getting home. Because their layover flight, like, they didn't have enough time to get through customs at JFK. Literally, such a nightmare.
So they were like, never again, we're going to Aruba next
time. So my mom was like, we're going somewhere that we can go on a direct flight. And that was, then we landed on this. But it was great. It's very close to the equator, which I did not realize. And the sun, like we were saying, is very, very strong. Like, I was wearing SPF 70, which I don't think has ever touched my skin.
Yeah, I was surprised when I heard that.
Yeah.
Well, I think it worked for you because it did. Look stunning.
Your freckles are out.
I know. They're going the freckles crazy.
Are freckling. Your freckles are popping.
They are going crazy. But yeah, no, it was a very good trip.
Oh, I'm so jealous. That sounds so nice.
It was very relaxing. Good. I was asleep by 11 every night.
That's which also phenomenal. Is
not also the way that you have to do it. They have like clubs there
in Aruba.
It's very commercialized. It's not like I had never been, and neither had anyone in my family, and so I didn't really know what to expect. And they literally have like a Patrizia's there.
I don't even know what that is.
You know the Italian restaurant that they have here?
There's one waving napkins.
No, there's one
I've never heard of, Patrizia's.
Murray Hill, and there's one in Brooklyn.
Is it like a party place or no?
I think it's like a good spot to go for birthday dinners and like groups stuff.
Mm.
But they have that. They have Dunkin' Donuts. Like it's very commercialized. Like there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's definitely a fun island in comparison to like Turks, which I love. But I love Turks for different reasons that like there's actually nothing to do besides Act 75.
Mm.
Which is the best.
Which is the best, exactly. Yeah.
And that's pretty much what I did in Aruba. I didn't go clubbing or anything, but...
You just relaxed.
Yeah. Those are my favorite trips.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
75-year-olds, they know what's good.
They really do.
Good food, good, like, sitting on your butt, chilling.
I read a book.
Okay.
I know.
What Colby book? Popped off and read a book.
Yes. It was called The Society of Lies.
Okay.
And I had started it when I went to go visit my dad in Florida, which was in January. And then when I got back to the city, I wasn't reading. And then I found where I was in the book because I didn't fold the page down and I completely lost my spot. So I reread like a bit of it to kind of reacquaint myself. But it ended up being a crazy story. Like, wild.
Do you recommend?
Yes.
Okay.
I gave it to my roommate, but once she's done, you should actually read it. You would fly. It would be a quick read for somebody who's a reader.
Okay. I definitely, like, before this year was a reader, but I have not finished one book this year.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's a lie. I finished one book. That's it. I've been slacking.
My sister really read slacking. The Wedding People, and she gave me that.
That's because the one I finished this year.
Wait, but Erin so said... Wait, Erin said it was weird.
It's not what you expect. From the cover, you'd think it'd be like a chick flicky, like lighthearted, like, but it's kind of like dark.
Yeah, but she was like, this would be a good movie, I think, but
no, it's, it was I thought strange. It was great. I thought it was so good. Oh. It's not what you expect.
Yeah.
Like the new HBO movie?
I'd say it is strange because it is like from the cover. I think they did not to be like rude, but I do feel like they could have done a different... gone into a different direction with the artwork for the cover, because I think it led a lot of people to think it was one thing, and it's a little bit more like...
Did that make it more endearing now?
It's deep.
It's been like the hottest book of the year. I feel like everybody has been talking about it.
It's essentially like on the first page, like this isn't even spoiling it, like this woman wants to end her life. She's like depressed and went through a bad marriage, and she wants to end her life, and so she wants to go to a fabulous hotel that she's always wanted to stay at and just kill herself in the hotel room. But she ends up at this hotel that was completely booked out aside from her room for a wedding. And so this girl's getting married, but that she's like going through like doubts about her getting married. So it's definitely like not, but the cover makes it look like it's like some like chic, like romantic, like, I don't know, a chick flick novel.
Yeah. It looks like a beach read.
Exactly. That's what I meant. Yeah. But it's definitely more like I cried reading it.
Oh my God.
Cause it just really like shows you how fragile life is. And like, it really paints a picture of like being grateful for your life. Anyway, I thought it was amazing. I loved it.
My list.
Yeah. But maybe it definitely is. I'll read it.
It's like a heavy read.
Okay.
But I think in a good way.
The next time I find myself on a beach, I'll crack it open.
Everyone I've talked to that's read it loved it. It's definitely not one that I was like, I will read that again in my life, but I liked it.
Okay.
And I had my mom read it, and she read it. She liked it too.
Mom. Yeah. My mom's a big reader. I'll ask her.
My mom is not a reader, or she's a similar reader to me that she'll like read on vacation. She discovered Elin Hildebrand on this trip. Is that not how you say her name? I thought that was
Ellen.
Ellen.
Oh, is it just Ellen?
It's Ellen. Oh.
Colby's trying to make her so exotic.
No, I know. Honestly, yeah. I thought it was Elin for many years, but it is Ellen.
She.
Which one did she read?
Summer of 69. Someone gave it to her. She was like, everything is so familiar to me. That's like, this is a fun book to read. Whatever. So, yeah, she was enjoying.
Love. Okay.
Katie, your people are also about to be here, probably. We've been yapping away.
My smoke detector people are coming to look at the smoke detectors because this is actually like a short little anecdote. So before we moved in, apparently our smoke detectors were going off like crazy.
Yeah.
And the upstairs neighbor like complained to the super, and the super like came in to try to fix it, and then he like tried fixing it and it didn't work, so they were beeping. So then our super's boss emailed us and was like, hey, can you guys go just take them off the wall and like disable them, because like they're driving the upstairs neighbor crazy. And so I received this email and I had instant dread fill my body that our upstairs neighbor hates us already. We haven't even moved in, and our stupid smoke detectors, like they can't even fix their own damn smoke detectors in the building. Yeah. So I was all mad and like nervous that the upstairs neighbor was going to hate us. But who pops their head in on our moving day when we're moving all of our stuff? And our upstairs neighbor, who is a delight, he is a super nice guy, chatting to us, gave us his phone number. We've been texting with him. Like, I have a friend in the building, everyone.
Is he gay?
We think he might be gay. I don't know. I have no idea. He could be. Who knows?
You need to give me a name. I'll play the name game.
He could be. We don't know. Anyway, all's to say, we came from the old building where people wanted me out. Because of the packages
and
of
they got
of it
what
all.
They wanted.
They got what they wanted. They got their wish. But I now live in a building where I have a friend.
I love that for you.
I have a friend.
A friend and lots of natural light.
And lots of natural light. And we're just slowly but surely going to get this place into action, into organizational beauty.
I can't wait to see it when it's done.
We'll get that. We'll get that soon. Danielle got back from Paris and she's like, I want to come see the apartment. And I'm like,
you're like, that's not a good time, girl.
No, I'm like, you can come, but like everyone's gonna have to use their imagination in here, because there's just things everywhere. I have big dreams. I painted the walls eggshell. I can do anything.
I love that.
I can do anything.
I'm so excited to see it. I believe in you.
Anyway, guys, I think we're gonna pick things up with the advice segment next week.
Yes.
Pick things back up with the advice segment next week.
Yes. And with that, it's been fun.
Yes.
Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
You know, in Japanese, you would say, arigato gozaimasu.
I did not know that.
Cool.
I know how to sing head, shoulders, knees, and toes in Japanese.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Atamakata, hiza ash, hiza ash. I learned it in first grade and I've never forgotten it.
That's it?
No, I know the whole thing. I'm just not going to sing anymore. That was enough singing.
Okay, bye-bye.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.